Well, hello and welcome, everybody. It is a Thursday night. It's the 24th of August, 2023, which means it's time for the Veg Grower Podcast Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. My name's Richard, as I'm sure you are aware. Hope you are well, having a great week, and looking forward to a really good weekend. Now, it is a bank holiday weekend this weekend, which is absolutely brilliant. It means that for many of us, we get an extra day off, which is just what I need, to be honest. I'm away for 4 days from next Thursday. So that extra day is just going to help me get everything prepared and ready to be away. The garden should look after itself over that time, so it should all go pretty well. Now, talking of the weekend, I often find myself writing to-do lists so that I get a good idea of what we're going to be doing at the weekend. And I think that's something I feel helps us plan a little bit better. And everybody knows I like planning. So with that in mind, what are my plans for this weekend? And I'll share my plans on the hope that it might give you guys some ideas of something you can do. So on my allotment, now the allotment I feel is pretty together at the moment. The beds are built. I've not got no major infrastructure projects in the pipeline, although the grass does need cutting. But one infrastructure project that I do have planned for over winter is the moving of my little shed. And in order to get that shed moved, I need to dismantle my old compost bin. And that's my plan for this weekend. Once I got the compost bin dismantled, I can then start levelling out the ground where the compost bin is before moving the shed and then starting to move some trees and things over the winter. It's going to be a busy one over the winter, to tell you the least, but that is my only major infrastructure job that I have over the winter. Now, added to that, during this weekend on the allotment, I want to cut down the comfrey, especially the large patch. Comfrey is a fantastic plant. The bees love the flowers, but it does get quite big, but it is a good plant to add to our compost bin. So my plan is to cut it down and then add it all to the compost bin, and it'll help activate that compost and produce a really, really good compost. After that, the pears and my bellotti beans are going to be checking to see if they are ready to be harvested. Now, pears are quite easy to tell if they are ready. If they come away from the tree easily, it is time for them to be picked. Any that haven't come away from the tree will stay on there for a little bit longer. And then the bellotti beans, they will need to be dry before we harvest them. So I need to fill all of the pods, and if they are dry and rattly, it is time for them to come out. Now, back at home, quite a few things that I want to do. First thing I need to do is finish moving the wooden logs for our winter heating. This is from an area at the very top of the allotment where I want to set up my water butts. So once I've got all the logs moved, I've got to dismantle a wooden frame, and then I've got a bush and a buddleia that needs to come out and run through this shredder. Once those things are out of the way, I can then start moving my water butts up to that top of that area and then start running some pipes from the other water butts so that they fill up without me having to do anything. Hopefully that should work quite nicely. And then another thing I want to do at home, we are getting nightly visits from the hedgehogs, which is great to see. They do cause a lot of trouble for my Roxy, my dog. But we want to keep those hedgehogs in our garden over the winter. So I want to build a nice little house for them. And that's definitely something I'm going to plan to do this weekend. Now, something I did today was sow the parsley. And I got to say, I absolutely love parsley. Those tiny little seeds that can grow into some really large plants that just add so much flavour and depth in cooking. In fact, I read a report that some people added more parsley in place of salt, and it was reported that the dishes with more parsley, people felt tasted better. So I'm a big fan of parsley, to say the least, and it's something I do try to grow a lot of. Added to that, it is pretty easy one to grow. It likes well-draining soil and partial to full sun. So as long as you've got those conditions, which pretty much easy to do, they should do quite well. I also find that if we sow these now, they grow through the winter, even outside, pretty well. But I will be having some outside as well as in the greenhouse and on the windowsill. So how do we sow or grow the parsley? So what I've done, I've taken my normal little seed trays, I've filled them up with seed sowing compost, and then I've scattered over a few seeds, and then I've covered that over with some more seed compost to about a half a centimeter deep. That way all the seeds are covered. I've then just pushed down on the top just to make sure all the seeds are in contact with the soil and giving them all a really good soaking. Now they will stay in a greenhouse until germination. As I said, they don't want to get too hot, so we've got to keep an eye on the weather and potentially move them out if it gets too hot. But once they are up there and once they have grown and germinated, we will then prick them out into individual pots. Probably start off with single, not root trainers, single little plug plants until they get a little bit bigger, and then we can add them into bigger and bigger pots. And these pots, well, once the plants are big enough, we can pot them into the ground. So we're free draining, as I said, plenty of sun. Anywhere in the garden will do absolutely fine. But we could also keep them in large pots to have in other areas, or keep in the greenhouse, or even on the windowsill. And that's it. That's how easy it is to grow. We've got to obviously keep the soil moist and they should thrive. But added to that, in terms of feeding, as long as the compost is pretty fresh, they don't need much feeding. But if you do feel it needs a bit of feed, something high in nitrogen, chicken manure pellets, maybe even a seaweed feed, will do them the world of good. And then when it comes to harvesting, we just pick the leaves as and when required. It's got a really bold flavour, really distinct smell, and it's absolutely delicious. This particular variety of parsley is a flat-leafed variety, and that just mean, well, basically it's a flat leaf, so it's not, well, it can be used as a garnish, but it's not the curly leaf that is often used as a garnish. But you get the idea, it's a good one to use in cooking. So there we go, that brings us up to the parsley and the end of this podcast. But before I go, a couple of things I just want to remind you guys of. We will be back on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast. And on Monday, of course, with the normal podcast. Now, as I said earlier, I am away for 4 days next week, Thursday to Sunday. You will still get your Supporters Club podcast. I'm going to set them up earlier so that you can, they're ready to go. On Thursday, I am at Hunstanton with Lee from Skinny Jean Garner doing his, that's his first day of his theatre stage tour for kids gardening. That's at Hunstanton near King's Lynn. On the Friday, it is in Norwich. And then on the Saturday at Colchester. Tickets are free. Head to theskinnygingarner.co.uk if you are interested in that. And it's sponsored by East Anglia Water, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just helping Lee behind the scenes, but it's going to be a good show. I'm sure it is. And then on Sunday, I am at Gardener's World, which is something I'm really looking forward to, Autumn Fair at Audley End House, where I am actually doing a stage talk. I'm officially on the website as a plant expert, so it's definitely, again, something I'm looking forward to. Busy day ahead, I know, but it's going to be worth it. Right, guys, I'm going to sign off now. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.